Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk 80, Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube. Blog Talk 80. It's YouTube and Blog Talk at the same time. Yes, on the road to freedom. It is. Oh, yeah. Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because he is the great I am. I receive the word of God and plant it as a seed in my life, producing a hundredfold return and more. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. I receive you as my teacher, teaching me from the inside out, so I understand your ways and I walk in them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Love you, Audrey, Sunday, and Richard. So glad you're with us. And Sister Sunday, too. Thank you, Jesus, that you have forgotten my past. I choose to forget the past. Thank you for all the wonderful people who have been in my life. I won't forget them. But I won't remember those sins another day. Amen. You did.
This is holy ground.
No, they're done worshiping now. He's Whenever you're ready, they're done with worship and he's ministering. Well, he had started out. I stopped at where he's ministering healing. Yeah. 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 Hold on. I stopped it there. They'll usually let us play it now, won't they, that we play it through the phone or not necessarily?
Neck and shoulders. He just told me I'm healing so much neck and shoulders right now. She will receive it and be grateful. Seed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Father, in Jesus' name. I receive the abundance of grace. I receive the free gift of righteousness. I thank you for your blood cleansing all of my sins. I have now justified. I am just as if I've never sinned. Restore all the years of my life so that anybody looking at me will say, that woman's been in God a long time because of your restoration. And they'll never even know the sin. Thank you that you wash them all away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Here we go.
Any moment now. Yeah, if you can make my phone respond to me, that would be just awesome. It just sometimes doesn't. It takes a bit. Yep. Nope, here we go. Got it. Oh my goodness.
Here we go.
Okay, it looks like they just marked us because they started to, I'm assuming because they started to pick the music up. Let me see if I can slide us ahead past it and maybe they'll take it back down once he, yep. Let's try here and see if they mark us again. Hold on. Okay.
Yep.
Well, it's looking like it might be music the whole rest of the... Oh, here it looks like maybe he's talking. Let's try here.
Thank you.
you there?
Right here.
Right here. Right here.
All right, we got to stop it there because here comes the music again. Whoops. I thought I was unmuted. Okay, we're going to stop it there because here comes the music again and they'll mark us again. And we don't want to get grounded for a week or whatever it was last time. So what a great program. Hope you all enjoyed that. Let me get this right out of here. Did anybody receive a healing tonight? If you did, remember to go to the Community of Faith. We have that Testimonies of Miracles and Infallible Proofs page. It's a great place to go because anytime you receive a miracle of God, we're supposed to give a testimony of that in order to keep it and to bring new ones in. You know, as we're praising God for the things he's done, he'll do more things in our lives too. So that's a great place to go. It's the Community of Faith. It's Testimonies of Miracles and Infallible Proofs. A lot, you know, most of us, many of us forget it's over there when something amazing has happened in our lives. And we need not do that. We're supposed to write these things down so that we don't forget what God has done in our lives. And it encourages everyone else, too, that's going through times when they need to see a miracle. It lifts our countenance and helps us to receive miracles into our own lives. So anyways, great words tonight. Great word from Pastor on the power of the blood. And it will always be powerful in our lives. Now he has gone to sleep because he's going to be up and driving here again in a couple of hours. So we're going to go ahead and do communion together. So go grab your communion elements while I read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion, Jesus' Last Supper with the disciples. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 23. It's so good to see all of you guys over there. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting communion time in. Hi, Chris. It's good to see you, too. Before I change my screen and can't see anybody again, it's good to see you. And, of course, Sunday and Richard and Audrey. We love you guys. Thank you. And Tracy. Love you, Tracy. You're being awful quiet over there for you. All right, here we go, reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I better get my communion elements. I went and got them earlier. So here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats or drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Amen. God gives us the opportunity to judge ourselves and realize that we need our Savior and to be mindful of what we're doing here. I was talking about that last night. So many people are used to quick communion services. They say very few words and just receive the body and blood. And that's fine. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I do like how Pastor has us take the time to read the scripture and say the prayer and what they mean as we're receiving the communion, so that we remain mindful of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and we're not just doing it without any meaning. That's taking the blood and body unworthily when you're not being mindful of what you're doing. You're just kind of flippantly taking a cracker and some grape juice. So anyways, thank you, Pastor, for always doing that. So if there's anyone with us tonight or sometime in the future, if you see this video and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to do it. You do not have to feel like you have a sin-free life or like you've memorized the Bible or like you have to have certain things done before you make this decision. No, once you make this decision and Jesus is the Lord of your life and the Holy Spirit comes into you, that's when you start the learning and the changing process. The Holy Spirit will start changing the things within you, and you'll begin being cleansed, and greater understanding, new revelations will start coming to you. This is a learning process. Our whole life is a learning process, even more so after we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So do not think that you have to know everything or do anything special to make that decision. No, you make the decision first. That's your starting point. And then life begins to change and learning starts to happen. So if you have any questions about that, please get a hold of us and we'll help bring understanding to you. But for now, make that decision. This is Jesus could come back at any second. And you don't want to be left here. You want to go in the rapture with the rest of the church. And so make that decision now tonight, this very moment. There's never been a better time for you to do it. The sooner you do it, the better. This changes your life here on earth, and it definitely will change your eternity. So pray the prayer. I'm going to share the screen and put the prayer up so we can actually read it. Read it out loud together. Read it from the very depths of your heart. Pray it from the very depths of your heart. All right. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us afterwards, too. We ask that if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't take communion until you've made that decision and you know he's your Lord and Savior. So, all right, here we go. I'm going to share the screen right now, and we will read the prayer of salvation together. Here we go. And remember, pray this from the very depths of your heart. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time tonight, we want to be the first to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy for you, and we'd love to hear from you. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. And also, you can go to samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And all of our contact information is there as well. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, about how to walk out this new life, or any questions about the Bible and learning, whatever questions there are, please email us. Pastor would be so glad to help bring understanding to your life. And of course, we're here every day of the week, the Community of Faith. We're here in the morning for a prayer program, and then this Bible study every night. On Saturdays, we just do the program at night, and then Sunday at 11 o'clock or 12, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have a sermon program. It's called 1 Hour of Faith and Communion, and we do communion every day. So please be with us. This is a wonderful family of support here. They pray for you, they support you, and we'd love to help you walk out your new life as a Christian. And now you're welcome to receive communion with us. So if you have your communion elements, you better hurry and get them, because right now we're going to say the communion prayers. What we're going to do is we'll bless our elements, and then we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. And I'll put the prayers up on the screen so we can all read them together. So lift up your communion elements, and we say, Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them. And we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again so we can pray the prayers. All right. This is New Covenant worship or communion, or both, actually, I guess. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here is the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered for our healing. And now let's hold up the juice and pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. It's so good as you're receiving that juice to just imagine being filled with the healing and cleansing blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Sister Phyllis, are you with us? Do you want to read closing verses for us? All right. You what? Oh. yes, Jude and Revelation, that's good. Amen and amen. Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you.
And now I want to read our Ephesians prayer over us, and then I want us all to read together, pray together, Psalms 23 and Psalm 91 before we close. So here we go, Ephesians 1. I'm starting on verse 17. We pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that's us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to share screen so we can say Psalms 23 and Psalms 91 together. Psalms 23, declare that boldly over yourself. It's so important for us to remember these things and have them so deeply ingrained in us that we never forget that in the face of what the enemy is trying to throw at everyone in this world right now. Here we go, Psalms 23. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And now Psalms 91. This is from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, or the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed. With his faithfulness for shield and buckler, you have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say Yahweh my refuge and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder and trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. I hope you got lots out of it, and I hope you received healing. Remember, all healing happens when you believe it and receive it. Sometimes it takes a little bit to see the manifestation of it, but don't give up on it thinking that it didn't happen. It still will happen. Just believe it and receive it. And then go to the testimonies page and write your testimonies about it. If it's anything from, you know, having a tooth healed or that you quit smoking or, you know, if alcohol was a problem, you no longer have a desire for alcohol. Those are all miracles, manifested miracles that we need to testify to others about. So anyways, have a wonderful evening. God bless your sleep. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our prayer program. And don't forget to pray for Israel. Pray over this whole earth. Every time you think of it, your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cancel every plan of the enemy and speak the plans of God manifest this day. Have a wonderful night. And remember, we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Have a good night. God bless your sleep. Have a good night. Hmm.